would you believe it's been 40 years since one of the world's worst nuclear disasters struck the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine? The legacy of the disaster persists through enduring environmental contamination, health issues for survivors, and a complex political history. Here in Toronto, the legacy is being felt through music. A Vesnivka Choir, together with the Canadian bandurist Capella, is presenting a commemorative concert called Chernobyl 40 to honor the memory of those who perished and to pay tribute to all whose lives were forever changed by this tragedy. It is taking place this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Basilica in Toronto. And Andy, we have four of the performers with us here this morning.
Very cool.
Kavitka Kondraki is Vesnivka Artistic Director, and from Canadian bandurist Capella, Olesh Petlura, Walter Olenich, and my golfing friend John Fuch. Welcome to you all. We'll start with you, Kavitka. How do you commemorate the 40th anniversary of Chernobyl through music?
Well, a lot of music has been written for Chernobyl. When we did Chernobyl 20, Christos Hassis wrote Wormwood, which we performed with the Elmer Eisler Singers. I mean, there was a cast of about 150 singers on stage. In this concert, we have works that are specifically written for Chernobyl. We have the Requiem that was written by Roman Horko, a Toronto-based composer who now lives in New York, and then a world premiere of Chernobyl's Madonna, which was written by a Kyiv-based composer.
Oles, you have brought this beautiful instrument with you this morning. It looks very much like a guitar, and it's an acoustic kind of, like, it looks like an acoustic guitar on steroids. It really does. Like, what is there, 30, 40 strings? Tell us about the bandura that you've brought and its connection to Ukraine.
Okay. So the bandura I have here has 64 strings.
Wow.
This is considered sort of the modern academic version of the instrument with the full retuning mechanism. I know obviously our listeners can't hear this, can't see it, but it's sort of harp-like, where it has many, many strings, no frets, but it's a single-sided harp. So it's kind of, in that sense, it's guitar-like.
Yeah. Do you say 60 strings?
64 on this one.
How do you learn 60? Like, yes. I tried to pick up acoustic guitar with 6 strings, and I couldn't do it.
Trying to figure out the ukulele.
Yes. How long did it take you to learn how to play something with 64 strings?
I've been playing this since childhood, so I've probably about 30 years I've been playing the instrument. But yeah, it takes some time to kind of get I wouldn't say to master it, but to get, you know, to play well enough.
Yeah.
Yes, which obviously you do. Yeah. We would love to hear a little bit, if you could give us a sample of what we would hear in the concert on Sunday afternoon. Does it sit on the ground, or do you lift it up onto your lap?
No, I lift up and hold it in my lap.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, do it.
So what I'm about to play, I can't really... the concert is going to be many, many performers, many banduras with many bandura parts. There's many other instruments, so I can't possibly do that justice here in the studio, right? So... I'm going to play kind of a short selection, just kind of the up-close and intimate sound of the instrument. So
love it.
I'll play for about 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, great. Go ahead. Beautiful.
So cool.
Polish Petlura, wow, of the Canadian Banduras Capella. Now, Walter, maybe you and Kavitka could tell us about your groups as well. Like, how many men are involved in the Banduras Capella, and how often you practice, and how much you've done toward this concert?
We have about 40 members, of which 8 of them are the bandurists. Sometimes we luck out, we may get 9 or 10, depending on availability. But the current members right now, there's 8 of us that play the bandura. The rest are choral singers, you know, in four voices. So we practice every Thursday, and anybody who loves to sing or can play a bandura are welcome to come and join us at St. Demetrius Orthodox Church on the Lakeshore, 3338 Lakeshore, Etobicoke.
If you play a bandura, just show up your bandura and be ready to play.
And exactly. Kavitka, with your ladies' choir.
Well, we are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year, and it's actually quite a large choir. We have about 55 people.
Wow.
And we rehearse on a Tuesday. And I've had a lot of ladies in that choir for over 30 years or 40.
Wow, incredible community. Thank you all for coming in. Chernobyl 40 is happening Sunday, 3:30, St. Paul's Basilica in Toronto. For more information and tickets, Chernobyl40.eventbrite.ca.
Wow, if you want to hear a bunch of those banduras just all playing together at the same time, it makes some beautiful music. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. One last check on traffic now. Let's head out to the roads, take a look at our Friday morning commute. Here's Spencer Costin.